This is a preview of a new original podcast from Yahoo Finance, The Art of the Exit. The podcast takes you inside the world's most notorious heists. To listen to the full episode, hit the link in your show notes and subscribe on Apple Podcasts today. So let me give you some context. The year is 1971. Nixon is the president, the U.S. is still in Vietnam, and the space race is in full swing. Paranoia in the nation is at an all-time high. But ironically, airport security is extremely lax these days. You could smuggle just about anything onto a plane back then. And that brings us to the airport in Portland, Oregon on Thanksgiving Eve. There's a 30-minute flight set to head north to Seattle when a man named Dan Cooper purchases a one-way ticket for $20. He uses cash. Cooper's appearance has been described as ordinary for that time period, except for what onlookers described as, quote, manic behavior. He wore a basic suit with a clip-on tie. He makes it to his seat and chain-smoked cigarettes without removing his sunglasses. He made those around him uncomfortable even before the plane took off. After the flight attendant Florence Schaffner drops a bourbon and soda at Cooper's seat, he hands her a note. Men passing notes to women was common then. Schaffner stuffed it in her pocket, thinking it was just another man taking a pass at her. She was wrong. "You'll want to read my note, miss," Cooper said. "I have a bomb in my briefcase." Schaffner unfolds the paper, which reads something like, quote, "I want $200,000 and two sets of parachutes." He later took the note back from her as to not leave any evidence behind. He was good at covering his tracks. Cooper's demands were expected in Seattle when they landed. He threatened that if the demands were not met, he would blow up the plane. "No funny business," he repeated. After Schaffner read the note, Cooper asked her to sit next to him. He opened his briefcase to show a mess of cables and red cylinders. He then restates his demands. He wants $200,000, which in today's currency would be around $2 million, and four parachutes and a fuel truck ready to fuel the plane upon arriving in Seattle. They were not going to stay on the ground. She took his demands and shared them with the pilots. This was the beginning of a very, very long flight. To listen to the full episode, hit the link in your show notes and subscribe on Apple Podcasts today.